And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray. Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, hi again, everybody, and a pleasant Tuesday evening to you all, wherever you may be.
Wearing our dancing shoes today because we thought we might be called upon for a little soft shoe routine.
And we have some interesting things tonight. Of course, as you know, we only have a few minutes with you every night. And more things pile up here in 23 hours and 45 minutes from one day to the next that we hardly have time to get everything on.
We hardly have time to say hello.
You're right.
Theory. That is the way I put it.
Something about 15 minutes that you hardly get aloft when it's time to come back down again.
Bob and Ray can take off on something and get right in the spirit of the thing, and there it is, the time is.
Why don't you go on for an hour, 2 hours?
Well, we're considering.
2.5 hours.
Actually, we're thinking about
it. Get some musicians, other than the band you got.
A couple of guest singers.
How about singers, some soloists? Could have wonderful guest stars from Hollywood. You could talk with them.
Yeah.
Fight with them.
Sure.
Anything you want to do with them.
We could have commercials.
Make monkeys out of them if you want. Or they can make monkeys out of you.
Well, that's the chance we would take, of course. I think we might come out on the short end of that.
I was talking with Mr. Gore, you know, he's the great sound supervisor here at Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in charge of sound research. And he spends all his time thinking up sounds and new sounds to have.
Sound effects have been used for years in radio.
Is there ever a need for them?
What sounds
like
don't they
the
have,
time,
Webb?
What
sounds don't they have that they haven't already done, I mean?
Well, I don't know. He's right outside there. I saw him in his laboratory. He's working on alcohol.
You want to skip out and get him?
Oh, come on. I'm too big to skip. And all
no,
right.
It's just a phrase. You want to go?
I'll skip out. Or you
don't have to really skip. I just meant to...
Oh, silly. Come on in here, Mr. Gore. Bob Ray will see you now.
Okay, I'll hop right in.
And I'll skip.
Gore.
The time you could work on right now, Mr. Gore, is the hopping and the skipping.
Yes.
Because it has really tested the metal.
It's
again.
Really a great pleasure to be back again with you, Phyllis, and to be sitting here at your microphone.
What did you say?
I said it's a great pleasure to be here again.
Oh, all right.
And especially this Christmas season, I thought you'd forgotten me.
We had forgotten you, but we just never see you, so we wouldn't think of you anyway.
Well, I think you brought his name.
That's right. Bob and Ray are interested in is what you were telling me this morning during the coffee break. Remember the 2-hour break we had?
Yes.
About some of the new sounds you had, and I know you got them with you.
That's right, I have them. Well, these are sounds that we have been experimenting with to have on hand in case the occasion ever arose. And I think they're sounds that might fit into your program very well. Shall I begin now, gentlemen?
Sure. They're all on the record now.
I have them here on the record. Now, see if these don't key your imagination a little bit, and maybe you'll find a way to use them. This first one, listen to this first one I have here.
All right.
Is the sound of an airplane taking off with a pilot laughing.
Well, that's good. I don't know when we could use it, but it's
what could we possibly use that for?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just in the research department to come up with the new ones.
Well,
new sounds.
What we'd have to do is write a script around that, I'm afraid. What are some of the other new sounds you have?
Well, did you ever attend a cocktail party?
Unfortunately, too often, yes.
Did you ever attend one where there was construction work being done in the street outside?
We have
combined this unusual effect into something that could be worked into a dramatic program, I think.
So what do you call it?
Maybe Mark Perkins or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call this sound?
We call it the cocktail party with a jackhammer outside.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Oh.
I think
here's one of my particular favorites I'd like to do for you now. Let's see if you can guess what
this is. This is a new one, too, huh?
This is a brand new one.
Okay. Let me see. Oh.
Space effect.
What the deuce is that, Mr. Gore?
You mean you didn't guess what that was?
No.
That was a blimp with a slow air leak.
Well, I don't know if we could ever use that on our show.
Maybe
seldom we ever use a blimp.
I took my little boy, Gore, to the zoo the other day, and a sound effect idea came to me. This is taken from the ape house at the zoo. And the two attendants there get into a fight. And if you think this could be used, you may have it any time.
This is on a record, too. Ape house at zoo with attendants fighting. Yeah, I don't know when we'll ever...
421B.
I don't know when we'll ever use it, but...
Well, listen to it anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Gore. And
I want to thank you for the opportunity of displaying my work, especially at this Christmas time when sometimes certain people are forgotten.
Well, I'm sure that you will not be one of them. And in the future, maybe if you just send us a list rather than having to go through all the
recognizing. Why don't you run along now?
Please.
All right, I will.
That was just a fast walk.
Next, this evening, Celebrity Snapshot, and tonight's guest is Baldwin Dibble, lightning chalk talk artist. Good evening, Mr. Dibble.
Hi.
Wonder, before we go any further, if you'd show us a sample of your work, will you?
Delighted, right here in this big set fab.
Okay. He's flipped out a black chalk from his smock pocket, and he's swiftly drawing a large circle. Very neatly done. Now, inside the circle, he's putting a dot. I guess that's... Oh, yeah, there's another one. There's two eyes, one more for the nose, and a crooked line for the mouth.
You like it?
It's kind of simple.
Oh, wait. Childish. Wait a minute. It's better. I'll just put a balloon here from the man's mouth like this and write something in it. Sheriff Baldwin Dibble of Prosaic, New Jersey says...
Take extra care in holiday traffic. Sheriff Dibble, are you a sheriff?
Well, Bob, you've unmasked me in my little stunt. I just thought I'd come on the show with a timely message of holiday driving and pedestrian safety. Public service message from a public servant.
Baldwin Dibble, Sheriff of Prosaic, New Jersey. Good night, Sheriff.
Good night, Bob, and everybody. And to you, a good townsfolk of Prosaic, remember who's driving safety conscious when election time rolls around, will you?
That wasn't necessary, you know. You're good enough to be.
Right.
Good night again.
Good night, good night, good night. And now, as a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments, taken from book XVII, chapter II, page 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. It's early evening as we look in on the family now. Find Father puttering in the closet and asking Mother.
Sandy?
Yes?
Have you seen the Christmas tree ornaments?
Well, I saw them last Christmas season.
Here, I know, but I've been looking all over the house high and low, and I can't find them.
Well, don't we usually put them up in the attic?
Yes, I look there. Paul is up there.
How is Paul?
He seems to be very well, Fanny.
I've seen him in months.
He's writing a book.
Well, I don't know now.
I rummaged around through the cellar, and I couldn't find them there either.
How about in the garage?
Well, I haven't looked there, but I would never put them in the garage.
Well, they must be somewhere. I remember we took them down right after the New Year.
What? Took what down?
Well,
Christmas ornaments.
Oh, the ornaments, yes.
Oh,
oh, don't tell me we're going through another siege of you forgetting what you're talking about.
Well, it just worries me, Fanny, that's all. I can't seem to be remembering things as easily as I used to.
About what?
What?
Who?
Here. We'll have to get the tree this weekend. Christmas is a week from Friday.
What is?
Christmas.
Oh, a pot of corn.
Yes.
But you have to have decorations and ornaments for the tree.
Yes.
Why don't you look for those?
Well, I've looked high and low. The last place I was going to look was this closet here, but I don't see any sign of them in here either. You're sure you didn't throw them out last year?
Well, I might have done that.
Yes.
But that would certainly be a foolish mistake. Wait. I think I remember now.
Wait,
don't you remember the children were here and we let them put them in the maple tree out in the yard?
Yes, I do remember that, Betty, right after the first of the year.
They've been hanging out there all year, so we really don't have any missing Christmas ornaments.
You have been listening to One Fellow's Family, brought to you as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show. One Fellow's Family's episode today was entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments and was taken from book XBII, chapter II, pages 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
Gifts that by Yardley, almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and lots of gifts to choose.
Is it too late?
Hardly.
Give him,
give her
a gift set by Yardley.
For the man who's just a little choosy, there's a wide range of all-new Yardley gifts from $1.50 to $10. For instance, there's the after-shaving lotion and cologne combination, just $2.65. And there's the big, handsome set of shaving foam, invisible talc, after-shaving lotion, and cologne for $5.50, all prices plus tax. Yardley at all fine stores.
Give him,
give her
a gift set.
You know, we have a great many people who are members of our studio audience every evening. They come back again and again, and actually they become quite like old friends. We see the same faces. For instance, this fellow here in the second row, I've seen you here, sir, I think probably for 90% of our evening get-togethers.
Well, I'd have been here for 100%, but you remember I had trouble with hammer toes there in the fall.
I know you did. Did that all clear up?
Pretty much so.
Sir, you and, I can see 8 or 10 other people here who are what we call regulars.
Family. We call ourselves family.
The kind of the Bob and Ray audience family. And inasmuch as we have contributed so much to your pleasure, your enjoyment.
You made our life a good deal more enjoyable than it would have been had there been no Bob.
I know
program.
We have, and I imagine that you're all getting together in some way to reciprocate. Now that Christmas time is close by, you probably, have you decided, to put it plainly, what you're going to give us? By that I mean,
Bob. Ray, Bob, they're filling up. They're lost for words. We'll have some words to live by in just 10 seconds.
And those words to live by, overweight, is often just dessert.
Oh, hey, until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Big Chief Mischief himself sparks Arthur Godfrey time weekdays on the CBS Radio Network.